This is GamerCast episode 323, Pokemon. This is the show recorded on the 14th of January, 2013. Yeah, I'm your host. My name's Paul. You're supposed to do the voice. And joining me this week is Cameron.
Hi.
Hello.
How was I supposed to know what you were going to say?
Well, it's obvious. If you're on the screen, I expect you to, like, talk. So what's happening?
Not much. It was raining. There was snow this morning. Not much of it. But I got rained on. It wasn't very fun. Don't do that. That's horrible. Stop it. don't play around with this. Stop it. Okay, fine. Yeah, not much is going on, really. Gaming world.
Hi. My name's Matt Butter. Right, okay, let's stop playing around with that.
Everyone listening is going to be like, what the hell's going on?
Well, yeah, you need to watch the video for you to appreciate it. Oh no, it's the phone.
No, it is.
I'll fix that wagon.
I'll paint your wagon.
You done faffing about?
What do you mean, am I done faffing about? What was I faffing about when?
Now for the news.
Yaldi.
So a bit more news than what we had last week.
Yeah, so first up in the news, we're talking about Velocity Ultra.
Yeah, so we mentioned Velocity back when it came out. It was a PSP minis game. I went down and played it in Brighton. It was loads of fun. It was. It's like a puzzle shmup. So a shmup, a shoot 'em up with puzzle elements to it. And they're making Velocity Ultra, which is a kind of remastered version for the PlayStation Vita. But also at the same time, they've kind of said they're working on a sequel, I guess. Velocity Ultra is having completely redone art style, so it's not pixely stuff anymore. It's more of a comic-y style. All
right.
It's having visual effects because the Vita can handle it. As well as lots of other stuff to make it look nicer, because, you know, the Vita's got a nice screen. And it does. It's nice in the 3DS screen.
It's a bit low res, though, isn't it?
Nice in the 3DS screen, isn't it?
Well, to be fair, the 3DS screen is made out of poop.
Okay. So, yeah, they're making a version specifically for Vita people. Of course, if you have Velocity anyway, it can play on the PlayStation Vita. Don't play around with those things. Yeah, so you can pick it up when it's released. Otherwise, you can give the standard copy of Velocity a try. But it will be coming out on PlayStation Vita a little bit later in the year. I believe they said on the PlayStation blog that they're submitting to Sony in April or May or something like that. So it might come out. Stop! Don't cover it and then click on stuff. You're being naughty. Oh, Paul. It's horrible. So yeah, I think that'd be quite nice. Of course, it means you'll have trophies as well for any trophy people out there who enjoy getting trophies for their PlayStation Network account, or Sen ID.
So for those wondering on the video stream why I'm playing about with this now, this used to make XSplit crash.
Oh, okay, now it doesn't.
Now it doesn't, so now I can faff about with it even more.
So you can have fun while I'm talking about stuff, right? Next up, a cool trailer has come out. Paul's going to be watching it, I believe. It's a trailer for...
Oh, no. Skulls of the Shogun?
No, you were right first time.
Do
you
read it?
You were right first time when you said Cyber.
Oh, Assassin's Creed 4!
Cyberpunk 2077. So this is the new game from CD Projekt Red, the team who made The Witcher, Witcher 2. They've gone now from high fantasy to kind of hardcore sci-fi. It's a really nice trailer. None of it's really gameplay, though. It's all CG. But then that's the kind of stuff they like to play around with their trailers and stuff like
CG,
that.
CG? What, is this an advert for Mrs. Pandaria?
It's really nice. It looks like they've got a very good visual style going on, as in, like, the setting and everything like that. So it's cool-looking sci-fi. the trailer said at the end of it, coming when it's ready. However, there were some things on the internet after the trailer came out which mentioned potential 2015 release date. Because I think they're releasing another game before Cyberpunk comes out, like another fantasy game. But that's cool, you should check it out. We've got it on our website. Watch it, because it's really cool. And I can't wait to see more of it and see what the actual gameplay is like. Next up, Ni No Kuni, which Paul did also mention, has been delayed ever so slightly. It was coming out the 25th of January, now it's coming out on the 1st of February instead. So it's only like a week's delay, I suppose. And to apologise, Namco Bandai UK are giving a free gift, which is a downloadable Draggle Familiar as compensation, and you can grab it on launch day. They apologised that they had to delay it. They could not stop the delay. Apparently it was a difficult decision to take as their options were limited, but it's still coming out, so you can still pick it up. Next up, Skulls of the Shogun, which you might like. It's kind of like a little turn-based game. Is going to come out not only on Xbox Live Arcade, but also Windows 8, Windows 8 RT, and Windows Phone simultaneously.
What about PC in general?
Mm-hmm. Well, they've obviously got a deal going on with Microsoft, haven't they, to release it on all the platforms?
Probably say deal with Microsoft. Maybe they're just targeting those platforms.
Well, no. To be fair, it was playable on Xbox 360 at E3 last year. And me and Charlotte, well, Charlotte played it even at Eurogamer back in 2011, maybe. It's like a little indie game that had been made by some people, but it's really nice. It's coming out on January 30th, so a couple of weeks' time, on all the platforms I said. The 360 version is going to be 1,200 Microsoft points. Whoa, man. And whoa.
Tiny grid, yeah.
What? It always sounds like a lot compared to others sometimes. There's also prices for it on the other marketplaces. However, they are in dollars, so I'm not sure what the equivalent will be.
Dollary dudes.
But for Windows 8, it'll be $14.99. A little bit pricey. And for Windows Phone, $6.99.
Steep.
I'd like to hope that they've added a lot to it.
Let's hope it goes on sale.
So it's got a 15-hour single-player campaign. And it's also got four-player local and online multiplayer battles. And you'll be able to take... Okay, your single-player and multiplayer battles across other platforms asynchronously. Is that how you say it? So whether you're playing on 360, Windows 8, or your phone, you can pick up from your single-player game or your online game that you're playing with other people.
So Angry Birds needs... It needs to sync your progress into Xbox Live.
See, I was right about that. After 3.5 years, it's ready to be released. It's being localised in a ton of languages as well, which is kind of weird. Not usually that many support some of these languages, but I guess they decided they wanted to.
Well, I suppose if Microsoft are involved, Microsoft is like, well, you want to do it in all the languages, in all the stores, in all whatever's in the running.
That's quite cool. It's got a really nice little art style, so I might try and pick that up. I will be a little...
Pick it up. It's a download, girl.
Buy it. Pick it up. Buy it. Same thing. But it's a little bit steep. Tomb Raider news. So they announced a limited edition wireless controller, which I kind of want to buy. It's red. It's got like a plaster on it or something like that and scratches. But I kind of like the look of it from the pictures. And it'd be nice to have a controller to go between, like, because I've got my ODST one that I use all the time.
We have too many controllers.
It'd be nice to switch between them. We don't have that many controllers in the house.
One. There's my black one around here somewhere.
My black one. It came with the 360 I bought.
I have a black controller.
I have a black controller.
I have one from back in the olden days when I bought a black controller for myself.
Wow.
Before there was a black...
Got my Tron controller as well.
No, it's when they came out.
Got my Tron controller. But yeah, other than that, I've got my ODST one. And then, you know, it'd be nice to have a Tomb Raider one. It's going to be £40, which is kind of the standard price of a wireless controller when it comes out, right? £40. And also it has a downloadable token for a playable character. I imagine that means for the multiplayer.
Multiplayer!
And it's exclusive to game in the UK, if you'd like to pick up one of these controllers.
GAM!
Yeah, so that's quite nice. I think they announced it at CES. potentially, because that's when stuff was going on. I think I may end up picking one up when I go down to buy my copy of Tomb Raider on March 5th, I believe it is. Also on Tomb Raider news, I'm going to go play the multiplayer.
When's that? Wednesday?
Wednesday evening.
So we'll have a live exclusive review slash interview slash whatever of Jib Jab.
Live exclusive review interview.
Well, it depends on your phone broadband capacity, doesn't it?
My phone broadband. Yeah. Which I'm sure I'll talk about, I guess, next show. I'm not sure what it's going to be like, to be fair. I watched a video from when they announced it. It doesn't look too bad. It's not got anything to do with Lara, really. It's like four scavengers and four... survivors. Boom, boom, boom. No, not survivors. There's two teams of four deathmatch, pretty much. Dead Island Riptide has some really weird
stuff.
Promotion going on.
Cha-ching.
So yeah, cha-ching. Well, I suppose cha-ching. I don't know, it's a bit weird. So Deep Silver are wanting to have a zombie themed wedding for the launch of Dead Island Riptide. So they've asked for people who want to get married if they'd like to be married as zombies. However,
if it was Dead Rising, maybe I'd volunteer, but Dead Island...
No. Well, the thing is, though, to give people an incentive for it, you also get a...
you get a copy of the game.
No, the two of you get sent on a Caribbean honeymoon. So you get to go to the Caribbean.
Can I just have the cash equivalent?
What you've got to do, if you want to do it, is send a message on their... Well, record a short message on YouTube. And then also share a link on their Dead Island Facebook page. They've got Dead Island Riptide Zombie Wedding UK as a link on Facebook. The closing date is Valentine's Day, so 14th of February. And the winning couple are announced at the beginning of March. And I imagine then there'll be some promotional videos to do with it a little bit later on. I think it's only iOS news. Joe Danger Touch is now out on the iOS store, or the iTunes store, whatever the hell you want to call it.
The shite store.
Mm-hmm. I haven't downloaded this yet.
The Dixons of downloadable Dixons. Content.
But what it is a kind of different version of Joe Danger, because of course it's on a touch device. I believe it's all just, because it's called Joe Danger Touch, all you're kind of doing is touching almost. But I'm not 100% sure because I haven't played it. But it is out.
Tap.
Huh?
Tap.
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 Tap. Tap, 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 tap. But yeah, so if you like Joe Danger, pop up. go on the iOS store. I don't think it's free, but I don't seem to have a price here. But you can go have a look. Search for Joe Danger. Next up,
Joe Danger.
A new Pokemon game.
Oh my god, is super excited about this game. It's coming out in ages away yet, yeah. But people are still super excited. Oh my god, we need this cool game.
Surely Rhubarb this and Custard. Is the game that like parents have been asking for because their kids want a Pokemon game to play on their 3DS, but they've had their 3DS for 2 years and not been able to play a Pokemon game.
Yeah, I actually think they're going to do a third game.
They always do.
Pokemon Z. Oh. Because it's 3D and you go into the third dimension.
Pokemon X and Pokemon Y are the two new games in the Pokemon franchise. They're, I suppose, fully 3D. So you've got a battlefield type doodad for when you battle. So if it's in the woods, you're standing in trees, they fight. To be fair, the VFX still look a little bit iffy because the VFX in Pokemon have always been a little bit lame. But I must say the game looks quite interesting, so it's a 3D kind of almost open world feeling.
Why would you play this when in World of Warcraft you can do pretty much the same thing now?
Because World of Warcraft is not on a Nintendo handheld.
Yeah, but it's on my computer.
But yeah, I think it looks quite nice. We've got a link to the trailer on the Gamecast website if you want to check it out. They're just giving it an overhaul, really. They've changed the music as well, apparently. The way communication works in the game has been changed. It's also having a worldwide release, so you can play with Japanese people, American people, European people, apparently. And it's coming out October on Nintendo 3DS. I was talking to Charlotte, and she knows a lot of people who are now deciding when to buy their 3DS for Pokemans. That's the intro video for SimCity.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Should I just keep talking, yeah?
Yeah, I'm just watching this.
New Sims 3 expansion has been announced. Sims 3 University Life. So they did one of these for Sims 2. I can't think of what it was called. Was it, like, just University? Sims 2 University or something like that? And it's pretty much they can go to university. So, like they did with The Sims and The Sims 2, they're going through all the iterations that they can do for expansion packs. Yeah, I'm not really going to go into detail on it because... You know, where's Sims 4? They should do a Sims 4 by now, right? Or are they just going to milk Sims 3 for as much as they can, I suppose? But then they've got SimCity coming out, as any people watching the
video. Well, to be honest, the Sims 3 just needs work.
Just needs work.
Yeah, because the thing is, yeah, people buy these rubbish computers that won't run anything. So is developing the Sims 4 necessary when improving the Sims 3 and releasing add-ons might potentially be a better idea?
Do you think they're improving Sims 3 at the same time there? Do you think they're optimising it?
Don't know, are they?
I don't know.
That intro is rubbish and it shows me how much I don't want the game. Sorry. But yeah,
I suppose I kind of agree with you in a way because, of course, the kind of people that generally buy The Sims don't have high spec PCs.
I pressed the button.
I was in. Game the other day.
You went into game? Yeah, that's your first mistake.
And I was queuing up to buy stuff, and there was a girl, two girls just in front, who were going to buy The Sims 3, and the girl was explaining to them, the girl behind the till, of course, how they need to check before they open it, and the girl was just constantly, but how can I check if it works if I can't open it? And it's just like, duh, use the internet. Like, she kept telling the girl, and the girl's friend was like, oh, well, it works on my PC, it'll work on your PC, and they just bought it in the end, and I was just like, my God. Some people shouldn't be allowed near computers.
That's the advantage of having a store, like,
yeah,
the
true.
Windows store. La, 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 here it is. There you go. Oh, look at these fun games. Except the only thing is, you have to check to see if these work as well. Requirements. It needs one of these processors. Not that you can actually see in the chat room because it's just slightly off the screen. But deal with it.
Cool. So Ubisoft have announced the second Assassin's Creed 3 DLC pack called Battle Hardened. It should be available now, I think, looking at the release date. Although I can't. Well, where's your clock? We need a new clock. Yeah, it's out on Windows tomorrow, but it's already out on 360 and PS3. Extends the multiplayer with new playable characters and maps. You get three multiplayer characters, including the Governor, Highlander, and Coyote Man. And it's got three maps, including Charlestown, Fort St. Matthew, and St. Pierre. It's, of course, including the season pass if you already own one. Otherwise, you'll have to buy it. Star Trek has been given a release date. This is the Star Trek game being made by Namco Bandai and whoever's making it. It's like a co-op game where there's Kirk and Spock.
Oh,
but of course, I'm pretty sure it's new Kirk and new Spock.
Oh, God.
The new films. It's got a release date.
Captain Kirk. He's a child who's only 14 years old.
It's got a release date of the 26th of April in Europe and Australia. I guess the new film's coming out around then, maybe?
Terrible.
I'm sure they'd coincide to try and get it out when the film's coming out, because then they'd get increased sales.
They should make a Deep Space Nine film.
You can send them some letters. Is it Paramount that owns
Star Trek? Dear Paramount, why are you making all this rubbish? P.S. You should put me in charge of it, and then I won't make anything, because I'll be too terrified of messing it up.
Yeah, so Star Trek's coming out. It's just called Star Trek as well. It hasn't got a name, it's just Star Trek. People are confused. Can I get Star Trek?
Star Trek what? Star Trek. What?
Ship Creator. They had that in a charity shop on Saturday. Star Trek Ship Creator. I was tempted to buy it.
You should have bought it?
Yeah, I was tempted to. I should have.
Nah, you don't want to buy that crap.
I was wondering if it even run on my PC.
You can make it run.
It's like Windows 95.
Make it run?
Yeah. Everyone who pre-orders it gets...
It won't require 3D acceleration, so you can just run it in your piece of junk VM.
Access to the Elite Officer Pack, which features exclusive items and unique uniforms for Kirk and Spock. Oh, that's what you get. You get a Stealth Pack, which has Kirk and Spock stealth uniforms.
Stealth.
Plus Starfleet Type 4 stealth sniper rifles with extra ammo. You get a Brawler Pack, which has Kirk in a leather jacket costume and Spock in a Vulcan Science Academy costume.
Can I just make a comment? In all the Star Trek episodes I've ever seen, I've only once seen one thing that resembles some sort of long-distance rifle. You know, they've got they've got their lame laser rifles, yeah. Mm. But only once have I like seen like one with like a
To make this gamey, don't they? So you're gonna have a sniper rifle. You also get the.
And I've never seen Kirk or Spock use one.
No, well, yeah. You
get always a retard in the episode who gets killed.
Kelvin Pack
or Chief O'Brien,
which has Kirk and Spock USS Kelvin uniforms, plus a USS Kelvin hand phaser. Academy Pack, which is a Kirk Academy uniform, a Spock officer dress uniform, plus an Academy phaser, and a Kobayashi Maru pack, which has Kirk and Spock in Kobayashi Maru uniforms. April 26th, for anyone who would like to buy it. I heard it went down pretty well at the Star Trek convention that went on. They had it there.
That's because they're a bunch of uncritical noobs.
No. Hey, you like Star Trek. I like Star Trek, and we have tastes in games as well. We have different tastes, but we have tastes in games.
They like Star Trek. What? The new film? Are these the new generation Star Trek
fans? No, it was a convention with all the captains, Paul.
Mm.
All the captains, even the crazy ones.
The crazy ones? What? John Luke Picker?
I can't think of what his actual name is. Sisko's kind of crazy.
Avery Brooks.
Avery Brooks. He's a bit...
He's a bit on the crazy side.
I should get the film we watch, The Captains, and you can watch it and see him and be like, whoa, creepy. He's just very eccentric, I think.
Well, you could tell that in some of the episodes where he just goes totally nuts.
When he gets angry as well.
Yeah, it's like, oh God, someone cut this out.
And finally, Death Inc. was announced by Ambient Studios, a little studio based in Guildford, who are a fairly new startup. Death Inc. is like an IP that was used. How about I just go off this? Their Death Inc. game focuses on medieval England and puts you in the role of Grim Team Livingstone, Reaper and Entrepreneur. Yeah, because I remember LucasArts doing something. I remember playing that. I think I played it. Apparently it's a bit of a simulator almost, because you play Death and you're having to kill people. It's having a Kickstarter. They've planned a Kickstarter. Why are you playing with that?
Oi.
They've already planned a Kickstarter, which is apparently going to happen from February 4th, but they'll announce more details soon, and is going to be coming out initially on Windows and Macintosh.
Macintosh makes me sad.
It looks really cute. You should look at the post on it on our website, because they've got a really nice art style going on. It looks really nice. The one with the big nose made me think of
what did you think of what?
I'm not sure. Creepy. You're Q-Bert. Okay, cool. That's all the news for this week.
Good.
It's time for Name
That
Game.
Okay, so last week on Name That Game, everyone would have heard this. Yeah, so the answer was actually The Sims 2. The flies, in my opinion, are an ultimate giveaway.
Yeah. I knew those flies were familiar. Guess who's apparently going into administration tomorrow morning?
HMV?
Yep.
Alright. Can you not just interrupt my
show?
I'm
sorry. Well, I just saw the link.
So, we had a bunch of people. So, Matthew Oxlow Windsor said, WTF, it sounds like a flying walking. You're supposed to guess the name of the game, not what's making the noise.
It's called Name That Game.
In it. Catherine said, a Sims game, maybe. So, you can kind of give it a whirl.
I knew it was a Sims game, but I didn't know which one.
I didn't know which one, but okay.
It's because of those flies. They are a dead giveaway.
Yeah, well, I try to make it easy, don't I?
You try to make it easy.
Yeah.
Try to make it hard.
This week we got some old school going on.
We've had this before, haven't we?
Yeah. Yes, well, I have used that before. And last time, nobody guessed what it was. So this time, we're actually going to see if people can guess. chat room, you need to guess quickly, because I'm not hanging about for this part of the show.
I honestly cannot remember what it is, but I totally remember it. Like, the track. Is it a... No. What type of game is it?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Someone says Mega Man. Well, actually, she says it's...
I'm going to guess. You don't know what type of game it is? No.
No clues. No clues. Okay.
I wonder if it is Mega Man. Is it Mega Man?
No, it's... Nobody
knows. So did you check this every time you ran XSplit? No. To see if it worked?
No, I've not checked it since like last year.
You got another guess on there as well?
Tim guesses R-Type.
So I don't get any clues at all?
No.
The hat's in your face. It's taking over your face. That is growing bigger.
But sorry.
I'm not sure. I know it's familiar, but I can't think off the top of my head.
Okay, so Catherine doesn't know. I don't know, because my name is Kim.
Apparently Oxlow missed it, because he was on the phone.
He was on the phone. Well, what are you doing on the phone?
You can listen when it's up. And then send your guess in on the website.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't work very well. That's just weird.
I think it suits me, actually.
What's it supposed to be?
Hair and...
Yeah, are you supposed to be like a thingy person?
I don't know. Let's go back to this.
A bad gateway.
Okay, so let's move along. We'll move along to the next part of the show. And that is this. Oh, damn, I can't find my sound. Maybe I'll delete it. New releases this week. So, Catherine.
Sorry, excuse me.
What games are out this week?
We haven't got many games out this week. Can you just stop doing that? Paul, stop it. Thank you. You can do it with you. I just don't want it with me, because I'm talking right now. I'm doing the show. So, don't hide my face. Stop it. Thank you. We've only got two games coming out this week. One of which is Devil May Cry, otherwise known as DMC. Ninja Theory's first jump into the Devil May Cry universe. And maybe... Don't... Paul, can you stop it? Thank you. Their first jump into the Devil May Cry genre franchise because Capcom have trusted them with it.
Capcom.
So it's the one. I think it's the first Western-made Devil May Cry as well. Unless I'm wrong. Thanks for nodding. Or you're just not sure. Devil May Cry is out.
I always thought this game's rubbish.
360 and PS3. It's actually reviewed okay. It's got 83 or 85, I think, on either platform or Metacritic at the moment. I think it would have done a lot worse.
I sort of thought it would have done like 5 or 6 out of 10.
Like, the demo was okay, but I didn't think it was great when I played it at Eurogamer. But yeah. I mean, it's out, so you can... Well, you can download the demo on Xbox Live, give it
and
a play.
And then you can buy it today if you're listening to this, because this isn't going up till Tuesday.
Yeah. It's out on Tuesday, it's not out on Friday, so if you want to pick it up, you can pick it up on Tuesday, as opposed to popping down to your local store on Friday. And then the only other game coming out this week is Sing Party. This is coming out on the Wii U. It's a new Sing Party game. Well, they're usually called Sing Party, aren't they? They've been on the Wii before. Oh, wait, no. Or is this Sing Party? This isn't the horrible one, is it? That doesn't make any sense. Maybe it is. Was that the name of the...
I don't know.
Was that the name of the Nintendo game?
There are too many of these stupid games and too many stupid people buy them.
Well, people like to sing, I think.
Do you like to sing?
Only to myself.
Do I like to sing?
I don't know.
Only if I'm at work.
You sing at work. I don't think
I want to commit suicide. Because I want to get out of work.
Oh, yeah, so it's the official Nintendo thingy that I don't understand how it works, because you've got like almost no UI, so there's no scoring system, or it looked like there was
UI.
No scoring system. And I witnessed them. Yeah, like all you get is you get a person on the screen singing and dancing, and some of the lyrics come up on the screen, and then whoever's singing gets them come up on the Wii U control pad. And you have to sing them. It comes with a microphone. It can also work with two microphones. It supports it. However, they are sold separately. It's got an array of...
Does the Wii U tablet controller not have any microphones in it you can use?
I'm not sure. You would have thought so. You would have thought so. It's got great hits like Call Me Maybe, which is the one I had to watch people sing and dance, and they tried to get me to do it as well, and I was just like, screw you.
I'm not
taking part. I'm antisocial. I don't want to sing.
I'm antisocial. I'm Captain Willie.
It's got Don't Stop Me Now. Otherwise, I'm not really sure what the other songs are. It's got an array of songs if you want to do some singing and not seem to have any kind of scoring system, which it might do. I apologise if it does, just when I witnessed the game, it didn't seem to, and it seemed a little bit pointless. I mean, it is karaoke, I suppose. There's no scoring in karaoke.
Is there not? What's the point in it?
You sing in front of people.
No more. 0000. Yeah, it's gonna get me one.
So I should take you to some kind of karaoke bar, and then you can have a pad of paper and you can write zeros on it and hold it up when they're finished. Those are the only releases this week. So an actual Wii U game's come out.
So Sniper was delayed, wasn't it? Sniper Ghost Warrior 2 was originally supposed to be tomorrow as well.
Oh, was it?
But it was put back until March 15th, I think.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't on any of the release schedules. Not that there's really any...
Well, yeah, it was put back a week or two ago.
There's no helpful release schedules anymore that exist on the internet.
You know what
it's
we need to
horrible.
Do?
Horrible.
We need to
call up every game publisher and ask them.
No,
where
we just need to hire someone to do it for us.
Yeah. It's annoying. Like, I can look on one website and it says something's coming out this day, and I click on another one and it says, oh no, it's coming out in 2 weeks' time. Oh, or some other say, oh, it's already out.
Just hire someone to do it.
Well, GamerCast has got loads of money. Show notes. That's what I do. I find out what's coming out. Find out what news there's been.
All I care about is Elite Dangerous.
I know.
I think it's going to be a good game.
I know you're looking forward to it.
It actually would probably be rubbish, but never mind, eh?
It might be okay.
As long as I don't goof it up like Freelancer. Unless they have jump gates in it. Yeah, so the cost of actually building these jump gates is so stupid that it's, it's a nightmare. But that's the trouble with Elite Dangerous. It's going to be different than the first one, because the first one, you didn't have any super fast drive. You had time compression, so the game actually sped up. But obviously, because this is multiplayer, you're going to need a super fast drive, and then you're also going to need your hyperspacey jump drive as well.
Hyperspace.
To jump between systems. How annoying. But anyway, that's it for the show. Feedback, as always, feedback@gamercast.net. If you've got a guess for naming that game, use the same email address.
feedback@gamercast.net.
Yeah. Or just go on the website, gamercast.net. We've got a Twitter thing, a Facebook thing. Catherine can tell you all about Jib Jam.
Twitter.com/Gamercast. Right? Or Facebook.com/672915L263/Gamercast. /Gamercast.net. So a little dot. We've got a YouTube channel, Gamercast.net. Yeah, I need to do some videos, don't I?
For the YouTubes. Well, nothing's out, is it?
What? I've got my Pikachu 3DS. I've got my Epic Mickey
2. You haven't done that yet?
No. Epic Mickey 2 collection.
Let's book.
Time. Oh, wow, okay. We'll see you later. Bye.